action plan on abortion. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The Biden administration unveiling efforts to counter the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade.
This is a critical moment in our history. How we respond will speak to how we view the rights, the dignity, and the well-being of women everywhere.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra calling Friday's ruling despicable but not unpredictable, announcing a four-point plan that includes increasing access to medication abortion. Becerra says he's also examining his authority under an Emergency Labor Act to respond to the decision. President Biden has called on Congress to act to make abortion rights part of federal law. The president's now at a NATO summit in Spain, where a united response to Russia's war in Ukraine remains a top priority.
Transatlantic unity has been and will continue to be the greatest strength in our response to Russia. Transatlantic security. We're standing as one to support Ukraine and to enhance our own deterrence and defense capabilities.
He says the U.S. is also working on an agreement to increase the number of U.S. destroyers stationed at a naval base in Spain. A suspected case of human smuggling now blamed for more deaths in San Antonio, where dozens of migrants were found yesterday near an abandoned tractor trailer in sweltering heat.
A spokeswoman, Patty Tanner, of the Baptist Health System, telling Fox News that they received five of those critical patients after, of course, 46 were found dead. Well, three have since succumbed to their injuries and died. The death toll now rising to at least 49. The spokeswoman also saying that the two additional of the five they received remain in critical condition.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden just out with a statement calling the loss of life horrifying and noting that Homeland Security is leading the investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A top aide to former President Trump's chief of staff is expected at a surprise hearing of the Capitol Riot Committee.
The select committee is hearing from Cassidy Hutchinson this afternoon at a hearing announced only yesterday. Hutchinson was a top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. In recorded depositions, Hutchinson told investigators several House Republicans inquired about pardons in the aftermath of the January 6th riot. In a statement, the committee also says it plans to present recently obtained evidence. In a series of hearings over the past 2 weeks, the select committee has outlined what it says was a multi-pronged scheme by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The committee meets an hour from now after previously announcing no more hearings until July. Minor league baseball players are getting some major attention in Congress.
100 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that baseball is primarily a sport and not a business and therefore not subject to antitrust laws, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is seeking to change this standing. So as Illinois Senator Dick Durbin wrote, to make sure all professional ballplayers get to play on a fair and level field. Durbin is part of a bipartisan group of Republican Senators Chuck Grassley from Iowa and Mike Lee from Utah, along with Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. They sent a letter to advocates for minor leaguers to glean how baseball's antitrust exemption affects the lives of minor league baseball players. Senator Mike Lee has stated there's no reason why Major League Baseball ought to have preferential treatment relative to the NFL or the NBA or any other professional athletic organization.
Fox's Jared Max. This year, minor league players earn salaries between $4,800 and a little more than $15,000, just above the poverty line. It's turning into a losing day on Wall Street. The Dow's now down 240 points. The NASDAQ down more than 250. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.